USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden has approved a disaster declaration for Hawaii following deadly and destructive wildfires on the island of Maui. Speaking in Salt Lake City, the president says his administration will provide access to every asset they have for those affected.
We're working as quickly as possible to fight these fires and evacuate residents and tourists. In the meantime, our prayers with the people of Hawaii.
Meantime, Republicans who want to be the next president of the United States are hitting the campaign trail, including 2024 Republican presidential candidate and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who touts his border policies in Coralville, Iowa.
We're going to declare it a national emergency. We're going to have military at the border. We're going to shut the invasion down. If someone comes illegally, they're going to get sent back to their home country.
The United States is striking a deal with Iran to release five Americans imprisoned in the country. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a delegation from Switzerland helped in the negotiations.
The Swiss representative did have an opportunity to meet with all of them once they got out of the prison, see them physically, talk to them, and that's how we know that they're out and that they're generally okay.
The American detainees will be allowed to leave Iran in exchange for several jailed Iranians and access to about $6 billion in Iranian assets blocked under U.S. sanctions. According to a recent New York Times Siena poll, a majority of young voters do not approve of President Joe Biden's White House tenure. The poll, which was dated August 1st, found that 4% of respondents aged 18 to 29 strongly approve of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president. Only 32% say they somewhat approve of his performance. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A singer-songwriter writing the hits The Wait, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, and Up on Cripple Creek has died.
Canadian musician and storyteller Robbie Robertson died yesterday in Los Angeles, California from cancer. Robertson is recognized for his work as lead guitarist for Bob Dylan in the mid-60s to the mid-70s. He was with the band from their inception until 1978 when he began a solo career.
Shine your light.
Robertson was ranked 59th in Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 100 greatest guitarists. I'm Lance Pry.
A Southern California woman is celebrating her 104th birthday. Betsy Elliott remembers the good old days.
Cigarettes were 15 cents a pack. Hot dog was 15 cents. You could get a bottle of beer for 15 cents. You could have a big time for a buck.
Despite the cigarettes and hot dog comment, Betsy says eating healthy and staying active are the main reason for her longevity. She's from Pennsylvania originally and has lived in several states, but ultimately settled in Southern California. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.